I have to say, at least in the circles that I travel, bar mitzvah speeches have come a long way. When I was a kid, I remember when I was 13 years old, you went to a bar mitzvah, you had a smorgasbord, and following the smorgasbord, you had an hour of speeches. You had to sit there. There was no such thing as smartphones. You had to behave yourself. And you would listen to one speech after another, pretty much being the same thing. Oh, the bar mitzvah boy, so special. Mazel and bracha. And then the next speaker, and the next speaker, and the next speaker. But I remember one particular bar mitzvah, the bar mitzvah of a very close friend of mine, where the grandfather spoke for what felt like hours, but what in reality was close to a half hour, which was pushing the limits of all bar mitzvah speeches back then. And we were drained and exhausted. Now, I don't know what he said. It's almost 30 years later, but I do remember how long he spoke for. And I remember the feeling of being trapped. The art of being a speaker is knowing what to say, how to say it, and really importantly, how much time it should take. And if it's taking too much time, then the message has not been delivered properly. What's fascinating is that when Moshe Rabbeinu was told to give the Jewish people the Torah, it says that God tells him, Ko tomar leveis Yaakov, the taged levenei Yisrael. This is what you are to say to the Beis Yaakov, and this is what you are to say or to speak to the Bnei Yisrael. Rashi points out that it's tomar, say, amira, in a softer tone, leveis Yaakov, to the women, the taged, much harder and much harsher, levenei Yisrael, to the men. What exactly does that mean? Does that mean that men need to hear it a certain way in a harsh tone and women in a softer tone? I'm not sure if that's really what's going on. Rav Volbi, though, has a fascinating explanation. He says that the truth is what Rashi is trying to tell us is that the message has to be delivered properly, both to men and to women. And your audience, and knowing your audience, is to say that not every audience hears things exactly the same way, nor can they hear it the same way. So you need to speak in a way that will be received by your respective audiences. Rabbi Gifter points out that the Torah, the Gemara tells us that Hillel had 80 students and tells us who his greatest students were and tells us who his smallest students are. And amongst his middle students, or the smallest of the middle students, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And yet, what's amazing is Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is the one that saves the Jewish people. Why? He's the one that, as Churban Bayis is about to happen, he rescues the Jewish people and reconvenes the Sanhedrin in Yavne and a lot of other amazing takanos that he does to save the Jewish people. So the question obviously is, but he was one of the lowest of the Beinonim. What is that? How does that make him so great? Says Rabbi Gifter, an amazing idea. He says, you know what? To be great is one thing, but to be a great rabbi and to be able to reach your people and your constituencies and your audiences, it takes a different talent. That's not necessarily greatness in the conventional terms, but it's knowing how to say and what to say and to be able to reach the people. That is precisely what the Torah is telling us. Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you're giving the Torah to the Jewish people. The book of Torah is so special, but it needs to be given to people in a way that they'll receive it. And I believe that that's a fascinating idea for us in Torah learning in general. Sometimes we wonder, what do I have to learn? What should I learn? And sometimes we pigeonhole ourselves into, oh, my entire chevra, everybody I associate with, my gender, this is what we learn. But perhaps, the message of the Torah is, find what speaks to you, and find a person who speaks to you. And if that person is able to resonate with you, then they've hit a home run. And if that person can't hit a home run with you, then don't feel that you have to listen to them or their Torah or Chumash versus Navi versus Gemara versus Mishnah, because that's what everybody else is doing. Do what speaks to you. And I believe that if people were to find that which connects to them, they would be so enthralled by how amazing the Torah is. Ko tomar leveit Yaakov v'taged levenei Yisrael. You have to find what speaks to you and find people that speak to you in the right way. And when you find them, hold on to them, because that's what's going to bring you a love of Torah.